and the anointing, that's the presence of God, the power of God hit me, and I'm weeping, and I see these faces, and at that time I'd said, yes, we're coming, but we hadn't moved yet. That was a big step. We're 7 hours from a grocery store, from a hardware store, so we're remote. So to say yes to that, it was a yes.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on June 29, 2022, and is titled Baptism. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
But it was a, did I count all the cost? In that moment, though, the anointing of God touched me, and the Holy Spirit told me, you're going to be burying some of these people. You're going to be marrying some of these people. Your wife's going to deliver their babies. And it was just, the Lord knew I needed that. And from that moment, there was joy. There was excitement. There was, then when we did move last year, my wife was wrestling, just leaving the house we did have in Livingston and let's go to the tent, and but she's a champ. And every day that we've been there, she's had joy. Like, and she'll confess that. She'll say that. And it's just amazing. And I have to say, within the first month of being there, we have a Jeep Grand Cherokee there, and I trained this local Zambian missionary that works with us. I taught him how to drive. And there was a lady that was about to give birth, so there's a clinic 10 miles away, said, Reuben, take her to the hospital. Well, she delivers in the Jeep. Boom. So there, what the Lord was already telling me was happening. And then we've helped with now 5 or 6 funerals, but it was driving to get the caskets, dropping bodies off, building a casket on our property with our tools. But those things, you don't show up as a foreign missionary and say, we're going to bring you Jesus and not get your hands dirty. Amen. And that's what I love about you guys and what you stand for, that you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, that you're not afraid to stand up for what the Word of God says. You're not religious. That's a demon. Amen. Spirit of religion is from the devil. Amen. And anything from the devil doesn't belong in the kingdom of God. And Zambia is a Christian nation. They are declared a Christian nation, the only one in Africa. And it's powerful. And there's a lot of freedom there. Then there's a lot of religious demons that jump in on top of that too. But it's a lighthouse to the continent of Africa. This year, we're doing something in the capital. We're inviting every chief, 288 chiefs or chieftainesses, like a queen, to the capital to an event called the King of Kings. All about Jesus. It's going to be televised. The president of the nation is invited as the guest speaker. There's a Matthew Kuhnkamp from Canada. He's the head of the Cree Nation, born again, spirit filled, radical man. I met him a few times. He's friends with Phil Smethurst, the leader of the ministry, and he's gonna fly in and address in his Native American headdress, address the chiefs. There's gonna be kings and emperors there. It's gonna be a big deal. Called the King of Kings. And now we have all the everything else that wants to attach to it that can address all the chiefs of the nation, and our leadership is saying, no, that's not what this is about. It's not about business. It's about the kingdom. Amen. So big thing. So I want you guys to be praying about that. That's in October 4th to the 7th. Big. And you guys are a part of it. Amen. Pastor, you can tell me to sit down whenever you'd like me to. I've got some scriptures. Okay. This year, it was in December. I was in a church service in Hobbs, and the Lord spoke this to me out of Joshua 1:3. It says, "I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness to the south of the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you." Hallelujah. I know that that was a word for me at that time, but that's a word for you if you're a believer in Jesus. You carry the kingdom of heaven, lives and dwells in you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So wherever your feet go, who goes with you? The Holy Spirit, the kingdom. Then when you're doing stuff that you're doing, you carry in the king, another kingdom into political realms. Who has the authority? Come on, we know. some of them that you're bumping shoulders with don't know, but they will know. Amen. It says, "Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do." Who wants to be successful in everything you do? I do, and it's possible. We just have to do what the Word says to do. "Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen. Powerful scripture. Powerful scripture that wasn't only for Joshua. It's not only for Pastor Steve. It's not only for a few of you. But it's for every believer if you take a hold of it. Amen. One thing the Lord has awakened me to this year is just His Word. His Word. Amen. And I tune in some, and you hit this thing hard. He does it for a reason. It's changed His life. But this thing, without it, and I grew up in church forever. I don't remember the moment I was born again. I'm thankful that I grew up in church, but because of that, I almost took this for granted. That religious thing. You know, just read it a little bit and you'll be okay. Man, that's a lie. Sounds good because you're busy. There's a lot of other things you want to do. But if we stick to this and get in this, Deuteronomy 28, the blessings. Come on. Who doesn't want that? You're a fool if you don't want that. If you don't want to be blessed by God, then you can have the rest of Deuteronomy 28, I guess. The curses, but everybody wants the blessings. Deuteronomy 28, "If you obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all His commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. The fruit of your baskets and bread bowls will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do will be blessed." And it continues about blessings, but it also continues about obeying. That's the key. Of course, we want the blessings. How do we get the blessings? We do this. We eat this. We devour it, we eat it, we live it. And some of you young guys in here, I listened to messages like this my whole life and was like, okay, yeah, I can do that. And then there's Netflix and social media, and I'm still tempted by that exact same thing every time. But then once you start doing this, reading it, and allowing it to transform your life, some of you I know have grown up in church your whole life too, but you're not living in these blessings. Why? Because you're believing lies. You're believing the tradition of men. You're believing what a religious system taught you. That's my testimony, and the Lord's been rewriting a lot of stuff this year because I got tired of being tired. I got tired of being tired. Last year I got pretty tired because I did a lot in my own strength of building buildings and laying bricks and managing 30, 40 people. And we accomplished a lot, but I did it out of my own strength. And God's good. He told me at a meeting the beginning of this year, he said, get ready to run fast. Lord, last year I ran as fast as I've ever ran. And he kind of laughed at me. He's like, yeah, you did in your own strength. I'm like, oh, right. So how about you try running with me? Yes, sir. That sounds like fun. And then the second thing I thought was, well, what about my bank account? There ain't much there. How can I run fast? And he said, do you not know who I am? I'm like, oh, excuse me, Lord. Yes, I know who you are. Then he said, you have access to my bank account. Still figuring that one out, but I'm moving on it. And that was something that has revved me up, set another fire under me that, guys, we have a mission. You have a mission. Your pastor has a mission. You're blessed to, you get to see his mission. What's your mission? Amen. Is not to just come and sit here once a week. That's what you thought it was, some of you, what you were taught, what the religious system wants you to think. But man, when you read the word and you see that it's the same Holy Ghost that lives in you, that lives in Pastor Steve, that lives in the disciples and the apostles, that rose Jesus from the dead, the same Holy Ghost lives in you. Amen. Come on. So what are we doing? Because we understand, you understand probably better than I do in America, we don't have much time to fart around. Freedom. And then you can ask yourself questions, well, what am I qualified? I'm not good at speaking. I'm not this, I'm not that. Well, if those are your excuses, then you're not in this thing. That's my testimony. Because this says I am qualified. This says I am equipped. Hallelujah. And this is true over my experience or my lack or my fear or my doubt. Right? All the fear stuff is the opposite of faith. So if you're scared about something, go see what the word says about it and then live by faith. We live with black mambas and cobras and blah, blah, blah. You live with rattlesnakes. It's all the same. Just do what the Lord's telling you to do and do it his way, though. That was the key that has been unlocked for me, is doing it his way. Amen. And we're seeing this nation being shaken, literally. We've had people within our ministry in Zambia that the previous president were ministering in the state house or the White House, and our focus was the bush, the poorest of the poor. That was our focus, and because we obeyed what he said to do, then it was the president. But I want to encourage you guys. You have a calling of God on your life, every single one of you. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, you have a call of God on your life. If you have the Holy Ghost living in you, you can do anything. Absolutely. If you don't have Jesus, you can receive him tonight. And you need him. But man, we just have to know that and then move on it with urgency and expectation that we can live in heaven now, We don't need to wait. We can live in it now. We can see Roe versus Wade reversed. We can see that should give people hope, man. Amen. That we can see things undone, turned around, flipped on their head. Why? Because somebody like you that's in here right now stands up and says, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here I am. Use me. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Anywhere I place my foot, that territory you will give me. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy every day, but you have a promise. You have a promise. Amen. This wedding we were just at was outside in South Fork, Colorado. I commanded some rain to stop, which, forgive me. I sent it, but my brother-in-law, Stewie Kinley, I think you know Stewie, he said, well, send it to New Mexico. I said, Lord, send that rain to New Mexico. And then the next day it rained in South Fork. But like we have authority to do things, guys. We have authority to do things. I've been restored back into what Adam lost, and so have you. And what are you doing with it? Woo! We have been restored back into the image of God with the Spirit of God living in us. Now, what are we doing with it? Let's do something radical. And with that, you're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be made fun of. And another big thing I've grown a lot in, but is man's opinion. And I don't care what you think about me anymore. Hallelujah. And that's freeing to say that, because I used to think a lot about what you or anybody else thought about me. And that's bondage. That's not of the Lord. But when you know who you are, your identity in Jesus, that you're a son, that you're a daughter, that you're the bride to Him. When you know that, who cares what other people think about you? When you know who your Father is, and He said, you got a place at my table in my house. When you start to think of yourself as a prince, as a princess, the ways that you don't act like a prince or a princess, ask the Holy Spirit to show you how to change that, because that's what you are. You're royalty, royal blood running through your veins. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like I should stop right there, but I thank you guys. I truly do this. This means a lot to me to be able to thank you and share a little bit about what you're a part of. But I'm telling you, I'm stirred up because what you guys are doing, what the Lord is leading this congregation in, this family in, it's good. It's powerful and it's big. Keep dreaming. Keep going bigger. Keep going further. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? Come on. Let's do it, guys. Let's do it. Lay your hands on the sick. Pray over the dead. It's biblical. It says you can do the things that Jesus did. And then what else does it say? And greater. Well, let's do what Jesus did. Start exercising your faith. Most of you probably played sports. You weren't great day one. Even roping, you don't pick up a rope and go to the national finals. It takes practice. It takes practice and practice. Exercise your faith. Be a student of the word. Be an athlete of the kingdom. I don't know how else to say that. Be an athlete. Work at it. Work at it. Do it by faith. Faith will increase. Faith will increase. Then you'll think, well, I'm going to pray for that rain to stop for 2 hours. And I don't know whether it was me or what, not me, but the Lord, or what it was. Or He say, go pray for that sick person. Go pray for that blind person. Pray for that cancer to be gone. Pray somebody dead, and He tells you to go raise them from the dead. Well, do it. Whatever He's telling you, casting demons out of people, there's a lot of them here. They just hide. Africa's way different. They don't hide. Most of them here, have medical terms. Yeah. Part of the system. Amen. Can I pray? Okay. Yes, sir.
Casey, but if you want to, or just stay where you're at, but I want to pray over him and his family. Hey, while we're moving around a little bit here, how many of you heard something come out of his mouth that we've already kind of been talking about, and all those, a lot of you, it resonated. You know why? That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. The Word of God and the Holy Ghost. And so all this man-made divisional stuff, that's outside the kingdom. If it's outside the kingdom, it's not God. Just bear that in mind, because this doesn't just happen with two guys that hadn't seen each other forever. And he's been all the way in a whole nother county. And so, and then just shows up here tonight unannounced, more or less. And he speaks the word of God out of the power of the Holy Ghost. Joshua 1, where you place your foot, take authority, command things to happen, go out and represent the kingdom of God. Don't wait till six guys drop you in a hole. Live in the kingdom of God right now. All these things, because it's truth. Let's pray over it. Lord, right now I just lift up Casey and his family, and Lord, in Africa, out there in the bush, all the way to the president's house. Lord, wherever he places his foot, you've given him. And Lord, I'd like to add Joshua 5 to the mix. That wherever he places his foot is holy ground, because the anointing is with him. That he take authority over everything. That whatever words speak out of his mouth come from the throne room of grace, that you have anointed his lips of clay to speak your words, God, the very words of God. To bind, to loose, to call things that are as though they are not. To walk by faith and not by sight. That his life would be foolishness to men, but the aroma of Christ for all those who would believe. So, Lord, bring him the harvest. Thank you for his encouraging words. Thank you for his testimony. Keep him and his family under your wing, God, as only you can do. But, Lord, I pray for that tangible anointing to be pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. That river welling up to eternal life. That brings repentance, holiness, righteousness. That brings forth faithful servants who serve you, Jesus, all across this globe. We bless you for your kingdom, Lord. And we thank you for our King. Give you glory, Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you. Hey, y'all give him another big praise offering. Thanks for coming and seeing us. All right, Leonard, I better get on to the next portion of this. I ain't going to be able to take up an offering if I don't do something. Oh, crap, I forgot we don't do that. Hey, I just want to talk to you tonight a little bit, and there's so much to be talked about, and I'm not going to do it all tonight. But I do want to hit on a couple things. I got some revelation from the Lord early this morning about water baptism, just because Kaylee's going to get water baptized. And it's just been on my mind. So this morning, all week, I've been trying to dig around a little bit, and with everything we've had going on, and all of a sudden, the Lord just like that. But when we all know about water baptism. But let me tell you something. I'm so glad Casey came tonight, and he brought in out of the darkness into the light the religious system. Dusty, you remember about a year ago or longer, maybe it's 2 years ago now because I was in a boat. That was that midlife crisis thing I was having. And I was floating around in my boat. And I'm minding my own business. I'm in a lake 7 hours from here. And I get a phone call, Dusty Littlewood. And I'm just going to be blunt and plain, because I'd like to drag up a little bit of interest so that we could have healthy discussion. I like healthy discussion. He's on an Emmaus walk. And somebody wants to be baptized. And the back table has a problem. Let me tell you something. The back table is the problem. Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. And they can't decide if this person should be baptized or not. Dusty, he says, what am I supposed to do? I said, well, that's not that hard.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Baptism. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.